This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Colorado Parks and Wildlife is investigating some pictures of wolf tracks in the snow reported in South Route County. CPW agents are also collecting DNA samples from the area, including some hair samples on a barbed wire fence. If confirmed, this would be the first confirmed report of wolves in Route County. A breeding pair of wolves was first reported in Jackson County, having naturally migrated down from Wyoming. They had a litter of six. Then on November 25th, three separate reports were sent into Colorado Parks and Wildlife life of a pair of wolves, one wolf, and a group of four in Jackson County. CPW asked that if you think you see a wolf, please report it through the CPW website. Colorado Department of Transportation has provided a bit more information on what happened up at the CDOT maintenance facility on Rabbit Ears Pass on Tuesday. One employee was taken by ambulance to the hospital and has been released. Another employee was airlifted and is still hospitalized. The Route County Sheriff's Office responded, but they're not the ones doing the investigation of what happened. Colorado State Patrol says the same thing. CDOT says crews from other areas have been covering Rabbit Ears Pass during this most recent storm. Route County Dispatch is getting emergency calls every day from a feature on phones that automatically calls 911 when it thinks someone has had a severe car crash. But it happens when people are skiing or riding fast or even riding the chairlift. It's happening 15 to 20 times a day from people on the mountain and up to 40 times a day on a busy snow day with people who have an Apple iPhone 14 or 14 Pro or an Apple Watch. Route County's asking that you figure out if your device has an automated emergency feature and if it's activated. Check your phone by going to Settings and then Emergency SOS, where you can turn off Call After Severe Crash. The new Wild Blue Gondola is officially going to start carrying skiers and riders up the mountain Saturday morning to the Greenhorn Ranch Snow Sports Learning Center. The celebration starts around 9 o'clock. You're invited to the 35th annual Christmas dinner presented by your local realtors. It's from 1 to 5 Christmas Day, Sunday afternoon, at the Steamboat Springs Community Center. Santa Claus and his big red fire truck sleigh are visiting Steamboat Springs neighborhoods. They'll start at 4:30 today in the neighborhoods of Steamboat 2, Heritage Park, Silver Spur, Sleepy Bear, and Riverside. Saturday, it's downtown Steamboat Springs in the neighborhoods of Fairview, Brooklyn, and Yampa Street. I'm Shannon Lukens, first with local news, weather, and sports. Access at any time at steamboatradio.com.